Hello, everyone. All right. So I'm hoping that this is actually going. So it would be awesome if you're here, if you could let me know how things are going. I am using a brand new tool to go live because my other tool would not work. So if you are here, just let me know that you can hear me. I'll be waiting in the comments. What I want to do is I want to talk about fear, uncertainty, and worry. So as of when I'm recording this, there's a lot going on in the world. If you haven't heard the news, there is the invasion. Thank you, Joan. I appreciate that. There's the invasion of Ukraine. And I was thinking about it this morning. Many of you are very scared, very worried, a lot going on. A lot of you are in very different situations. Some of you have children or spouses in the military being deployed. You know people who live over there. There's just a lot going on. And what I want to do in this video is we're not going to address what's going on, because when I think about this situation, we could have done this talk during COVID. We could have done this talk for anybody whose parents have been diagnosed with stage four cancer. We could do this talk for moms who just found out that their kids are on the spectrum. We could do this talk if you've lost your job. So the reason why I say this is because I think it's really important when there are things going on that we don't lose sight that the one thing we want to be focused on is not so much the event. The one thing we absolutely have control over is going to be how we show up for it and our own personal experience through it. And so I know a lot of you, somebody actually said, God love you, but the combination of foods that you ate the other day cracked me up because, you know, you were, you know, just stressed out all day long, like typical work stress and stuff. And then all this news event stuff was going on and said, well, I probably could have like used some tools instead of drinking whiskey and eating Fritos. And I was just like, that might be the newest food combination for, you know, trying to get away from your emotions than I ever have heard. I always go with the ding dongs and stuff, but we may be going with Fritos and whiskey from now on. So kudos to that. So I wanted to give y'all six things to think about because I think it's important. So if you are watching this Facebook Live and you're inside of this is for our membership. This is only for our paying members. I will not be giving this talk outside of the membership. This is just my way of responding to something that's happening right now. Just so you're not confused, I rarely go Facebook Live in the membership. But we're doing it today because I didn't want to have to send out a big email to everybody that there's a Zoom call and all this other stuff. I won't be live coaching. I am just going to teach these six things because I thought about it really hard this morning about how do I want to show up for y'all? Because it literally, I've had to do a lot. I've cried a lot. I have had to talk to my son about this. He is scared. I've talked to Chris. I've prayed over it. I didn't want to come in here. I didn't want to come in here and talk to y'all until I knew that I was in a place where I could feel my emotions and not just give you all of my opinions, because nobody needs opinions. So inside of this chat, please do not put your opinions in there. All we want to do is we want to talk about how we're feeling and what we're doing about it and what we need help with. So this is a pop-up Facebook Live. Most of the time, we're just doing the Zooms. And let me just tell you, I know a lot of y'all love these little Facebook Lives, but let me just say this. They get lost in the shuffle. Not many people will see it. When we go on Zoom, hundreds of y'all, up to 1,000 of y'all come on a Facebook Live. You know, I might get 100 of you. So that is why we use that over there. Plus, when you're on fucking Facebook, guess what you're doing? A lot of y'all be like, oh yeah, look at Corinne. I'm going to watch this. Next thing you know, I'm minimized in the corner and you're just like, bleh. It's a no. So special treat, but just so all of you know, it's not planned. This is just a pop-up. So don't think like I missed out on something. I don't know where to find this. We will put this in the website. It will go in the private member podcast under live stuff. So don't worry if you can't watch this live. All right. With all that said and done, here we go. We are going to talk about this stuff. So we're just going to call it like insert something big happening. All right. I don't want to like lock this down to where people think, oh, only if war is breaking out somewhere can I use these tools. I want you to think about what I said in the very beginning. There are things that will always be happening in the world that will trigger you to be worried, scared, afraid, uncertain. Those are the four big emotions. And then those triggers, very often, if we don't keep learning what to do when we feel those things, set aside all your thoughts. Most of us, like in this situation, you're probably triggered to think about worst case scenarios. You know, is so-and-so going to die? Is World War III happening? Like all the things, right? Whatever your brain is thinking, I just want you to move all of it to the side. I just want you to first and foremost think about this. When something dramatic happens in the world, whether it's an aging parent getting diagnosed with dementia. Maybe it's an aging parent who now has to go to a hospice center. Maybe it's a best friend who's been married for 30 years and y'all are the couple and suddenly they get divorced. All the way to war and stuff. Here's what our brains do when things happen that we didn't expect. They automatically go to the worst case scenario. Brains like things to stay the same. Brains do not like things to change, no matter what it is. That is why so many of you can actually have a change you actually want. Say you step on the scale and you've been like whining and bemoaning forever that you want to lose. Like if I could just get the scale moving. Well, lo and behold, you get on the scale, the fucker goes down a pound and you're just like, I wish it had been two. The brain does not like change, even if it's fucking getting exactly what it wants. So what we have to do is we have to be compassionate with ourselves that when things happen in the world that most of us would agree are bad, it is not weird, strange, or something to end when you feel bad about it. So I think one of the first things that I want to say before we even get into all of this, well, it's my point number six. There are things in the world that happen, like the death of a loved one, the death of a pet stuff. We do not need to feel good about it. Feeling good about it is not useful. Now, this is where we get into figuring out, where am I spinning out in useful feelings and unuseful feelings? For me personally, I will just share my experience. We'll just use what's going on in the world right now. You know, with the invasion of Ukraine. I was talking to Logan about it, who last night was worried and afraid and had his own thoughts and feelings about it. And I told him, we want to be in a heightened state of emotion right now. These are not the kind of things that we just want to be like, they just, you know, I'm just always on the pursuit to feel good. And so I'm just going to wipe this under the rug. It's like if you were to hear about a child being abused, you want to feel anger and injustice so that you will intervene. So often what we do is we make our negative emotions, our thought about them is I don't want you, or I shouldn't feel this way, or I don't like this. Nobody likes negative emotion. Get over it. But it doesn't mean it's not useful. It doesn't mean that it's not something that we choose to feel. And when you choose to feel a negative emotion, the majority of the time, whatever emotion you choose to feel, you choose your reaction to it. What happens is when you guys are trying to avoid feeling bad and you don't want your feelings, then what you do is you react in the most easy, accessible way. So then we have whiskey and Fritos. So that's the first thing is, you know, you just need to tell yourself, I notice that I'm very stressed out. I notice that I'm worrying. I notice that I don't like this. I notice that I'm incredibly sad. I notice that I'm scared. And that's normal. That probably is the human response. Does my human response match this? Yes. If it matches this, guess what? Don't fight it. this is something that I think is helpful, especially for me. I'm scared and I feel bad about this, and I'm also compassionate for myself. I'm also proud that I am the kind of person that this bothers. I'm proud that I'm the kind of person that will be there for themselves. I'm proud that I'm the kind of person that when I'm feeling sad, I decide what I want to do with my sadness. How do I want to channel that fear? How do I want to channel? And that's an important word. How do you want to channel this emotion? Because when you don't allow yourself to slow down long enough to just, this is what I'm feeling, now what? When you don't do that and you're just saying like, oh my God, this is what I'm feeling, this is terrible, and you just spiral out, you just react the way you always have. All right. So basically, we're going to go back to number one. So that was number six. So we're going to circle back to number one. Can versus can't. This is where, like in these situations, there is so much about when you have aging parents, children going through struggles, maybe your partner is having a tough time with their mental health. Maybe somebody you love is on drugs, like the wars, anything like that. There are some things that you just can't control. And being honest with yourself about, here's what I know I can't control, but here's also what I can. When you allow yourself to be like, all right, I'm just going to give myself clarity and awareness around what I can't control. And sometimes I'll worry and sometimes I'll be afraid of that. But I also want to give myself some peace and some space to understand what is in my control. When you do that, you get relief. Relief is huge. It means like when I get emotional relief, it does not mean that I'm like, oh, now I'm back on my happy train and blah, 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 blah. It means when I give myself some relief, I can breathe. I can be decisive. I can keep going about my day. I can avoid the temptation to want to just eat and get away from everything. I avoid the temptation to just shut down. I start deciding like, all right, what is in my control? My responses are always in my control. Taking breaks to breathe is always in my control. How much of the news I watch is in my control. How much I talk about this with other people is in my control. Lots of times we have so much more in our control, but what we do is we think we have no control, and then we just get sucked into all of it. One of the things I will talk about at Relationships Camp is boundaries. This isn't a very good time for you to say, if I'm feeling out of control, if I'm feeling like I can't get some peace, then I need to set a boundary with myself on how much information I'm consuming. I think this is important. I told Logan, we are limiting ourselves to 10 minutes of the news a day. With 10 minutes, we'll get what we need, and we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to do our life. So I'm going to tell you, we're going to go out of order. We're going to go down to number five, appreciate your life. I told Logan today, we were talking about this, that one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves is, and this will make me cry, it's just appreciate our life, you know, to hug each other and enjoy that tonight we can order Uber Eats. If I want to check out with whiskey and Fritos, I have the freedom to do it. And so we just have to like keep some perspective. So I always tell myself, if I'm just eating and saying it's because of, you know, war or somebody having cancer or something, it's so disrespectful for the situation. That did not make me eat. If it's going to make me do something, I want it to make me do a live. I want it to propel me. I don't want to disrespect a situation like that, but acting as if, like, well, they're trying to escape their country, so I'm going to eat my face off. Nobody over there benefits from that. It's just like when I tell y'all, when you're afraid of wasting food because other people in the world are hungry, us overeating does not feed one child who's sitting with their mother starving. And it is, like, so many of us need this reality check with ourselves. Not to feel bad about ourselves, but to remember, I forget how blessed I am. I don't take time to be grateful near enough. And I fucking journal every day gratitude. So we want to make sure, like, one of the best reactions to when, like, things are happening in the world is to sit back, take a breath, and realize what's right in your world. Even if in your world things seem to be falling apart, you're still breathing. You still have the capacity to make somebody else's day by being nice. You still have the capacity to figure out how to make the most of your time while you're here, no matter what's going on around you. Every one of us has so much more power as a human, and we allow ourselves to get sucked into just what's going on, and we don't even take a breath for a second. And I would just encourage all of you, if you can be on Facebook, if you can be a nobious woman, if you can be scrolling the news, you for sure have time to sit and think, what do I appreciate about my life right now? If nothing else, I don't care if you're in the fucking dooter about everything. If you're listening to this, at least be grateful, like, well, I got the internet. There's places in the world right now I ain't got the internet. All right. Number two, since we're going completely out of order. So number six is you don't need to feel good. Number one is what I can and cannot control. Number five is appreciate your life. You can tell I just threw this up here. I didn't practice. This is all raw from my heart. Otherwise, I would have put my notes in order. Number two is I'm safe. This is super helpful. I do this. So I'm not going to be your expert on this, but when Trust in Your Body comes out in April, we're going to talk a lot about nervous systems and how they get activated. When the human brain feels threatened, very often, this is why I was saying, just set aside your thoughts for now. For some of us, it's too hard to figure out all the things we're thinking, but you can identify your feelings. Like, we know when something feels rough. Like, you might not even, like, I just know I feel bad. I don't even know which feeling it is, but something's wrong in the system. One of the things that you can do is practice some techniques to calm your nervous system. When you just feel like, I'm just stressed out, I'm just worried, I'm spiraling. That's a lot how we talk about it in OBS. One way that you can do it, you literally can just put your hand over your heart. Take a few deep breaths, just like 2 to 3. There's something magic about your hand covering your heart that it's almost like you're giving your heart a hug. Like, your body knows when you're trying to protect it, and your body knows when you're trying to make it safe. So you just take 2 to 3 breaths. Then you slowly pat your heart and you just repeat, I'm safe. I'm safe. And you do that, just do it for like 30 seconds, even if you just think it or you just whisper it. And then I just like the idea of just kind of rubbing it a little bit and just taking a few deep breaths. Even just what little I'm doing as a demonstration, I can feel my own heart rate going down. I can feel a warm sensation going through my body. It's almost like I can feel like the wash of compassion. And that's what you want. You want your brain to go from its highly triggered and activated state to calming the nervous system down.
You don't need to do a lot of thought work. You don't need to do anything. It's just an easy way for you to just slow your roll. Another tool that you can use that's already inside of No BS that we already have is you can go to Module 2, Unit 8 of the No BS course, do the now process. Do a head-to-toe body scan. If you don't want to do that, then just sit with your hand on your heart and count back from 90, just like what we do when we have a food urge. Even if you're not having an urge to eat, if you're just overwhelmed by taking it all in on what's going on in the world, just do this. Count backward from 90 to reset a little bit of your nervous system. Because if it's haywire, it just needs a little reset. I think this is one of the most important things because most of us, we don't always need a lot of thought changes. And right now, I don't know that I want to change many of my thoughts. I don't like what's happening over there, to be honest. I mean, it's just my opinion, but this is like I said, we're not getting into a big political discussion or anything here. And I don't want any of you to ever even look to me for politics and all that. Weight loss, yes. Do I want you to do everything I tell you when it comes to weight loss? Amen. But everything else? No. I want you to have your own opinions. So what I want you to do is I want you to just like do like I'm doing. What I really want to do is I want to use this as an opportunity to understand my positions. To not freak out over my positions, but to truly understand them. I am doing a lot of journaling on it. I also want to use this time as a way to get better at being compassionate for myself. I also want to use this as a time to get better at really letting myself be uncomfortable and sad and scared, but also having my back. Having my back means breathing, telling myself that I'm safe, keeping myself in a place where I can have conversations with my son. The next one is, what's a respectful response? So when you are triggered and activated and you have like calmed yourself down, a great question to ask yourself is, in this situation, what is a respectful response? Respectful for you and respectful to the situation. You know, like for me, like figuring out how to do this live, not eating over it. I want to use that as a justification to eat. It's not the kind of person I want to be. A respectful response for me is making sure I cut back on my TV time, that I don't overconsume. When I overconsume, then I want to check out of life. I don't want to be the kind of person that checks out of life anymore. I've done my days there. When I was overweight, I spent most of my life disconnected. When I suffered with such severe depression that I couldn't even imagine being on the face of this earth anymore, I don't want to be disconnected. I want to figure out how to be here. And so like asking yourself about that. There were people in the group who were giving amazing suggestions like, donate blood, pray, call a friend, check in with your accountability group, send care packages, donate money to places that create care packages for our troops. There are lots of different ways. If you want to, get together with a group and write letters, whatever. There's thousands of good ideas out there for us to have a respectful response. Especially like if it's, you know, like when I think about, like, so y'all don't know this, and we didn't make a big deal out of it, but I'm just going to start with saying Mammy is okay. That was exactly, like, my brother never calls me. He called me the other day, and when I answered the phone, I said, what's wrong? He said, well, before I tell you anything, Mammy's fine. She's okay. I was like, what's going on? So my mother the other day had to be taken to the emergency room. They did not know, but she was having chest pains and she was not having a heart attack. But ever since my uncle's died, she has been very stressed, very worried, and grieving hard. And her blood pressure went up. And if y'all don't know, since she's lost 120 pounds, they took her off all her blood pressure meds. And everything was fine until her stress finally drove it up. So they put her back on her blood pressure meds. She has found a local group that she can do some grief counseling with. And I'm looking for her a coach so that she has somebody she can talk to, because she needs somebody other than her kids to talk to about all this. But like in that situation, like for me, the respectful response was not to go eat a bag of Oreos and find, I guess, a bottle of whiskey, since that's popular, or go get some Chardonnay, or like spiral out all day long. The respectful response for me was to take a minute, feel my emotions. I felt them all day. Mammy doesn't even know this. I'm going to tell all of y'all, I've been through it since a week ago today. I met my daddy last Friday. I've gotten coached on it. Woo! Y'all ain't the only ones that have shitty-ass emotional weeks. This one does, too. But I've been practicing for a week, like, being sad, being angry, like, scared from my mom. You know, my brain goes off to, you know, what happens? Like, what if she dies? Like, what if she needs to move back to Nashville? My brain immediately went to, like, I was literally sitting down with Chris and, okay, here's what we do. Logan has to move out so Mamie can move in and we can take care of her. Like, I went from 0 to 90 in a heartbeat. I don't know why Logan has to move out, but just know that my brain immediately jumped to, he's 19, he's got to go. But then also, I had not a great meeting with my dad. All my old shit came up. I've spent a week dealing with this. And I'll tell you, I've been using these tools. I've been talking to my coach. I've been telling my little kid self that we're good enough. Like, when I'm around my dad and his family, I immediately go to, I will never be good enough. They say some stuff that's such bullshit, and then they don't say things that they absolutely should. And I've been getting coached on that should. And one of the things that I came to the conclusion with is, yeah, I'm still pissed. And I'm just going to be pissed for a while. Like, I keep thinking that I'm over it. And you know what I'm finding? I'm trying hard to be over it. And the child in me is like, we're still hurt. Can we just be hurt? And this is why you do these things. Because I'm thinking about, like, what's a respectful response? A respectful response for me is to be honest with my feelings. Don't hide them. Don't try to excuse things. But just be aware of your thoughts. Go through them every day and decide, what do you want to keep and what do you not? And when you do that, like, I know this looks terrible, but I will tell you, this feels so much better than trying to hold on tight your entire life. Trying to just feel good at any cost. Because for all of us, feeling good at any cost means we're going to eat our face off or drink. That is not a price I am willing to pay anymore. My health is non-negotiable. I will not regain my weight. It's non-negotiable. Feeling disconnected from life is non-negotiable. And I tell myself these things, which means sometimes we just feel like shit. But I'm really careful about my reaction, because I ask myself, what is a respectful response for myself? How do I want to show up for myself this way? The other day, I literally told Chris, can you just not come to the bedroom for about an hour or two? I just want to cry. I don't want anybody trying to make me feel better. I don't want anybody looking at me. I was like, I'll just be real honest. I feel shame for needing to cry, but I know I need to cry. And if you don't come in, it'll be a lot easier for me to get through it. He's like, whatever you got to do, babe. It's how we roll sometimes. Journaling is the next thing, which is the most important. So I came up with some questions for y'all. And then I got to go because I actually just realized I was supposed to be in a meeting 17 minutes ago. And I just forgot. So let me give you your journal prompts for everybody. And then I'll look through if there's any. All right. So my team, if anybody's here, I know Vern was going to be here. If there's a question that I could answer, let me know. Like, I'll tell you what I would do. Do this, don't do it in the thread. Just go back to Corinne Only channel and start typing because I don't know that I can concentrate that easily. So just if there's anything that I need to answer, put it there. Okay, here's your journal prompts, everyone. Number one, how can I sit with my thoughts and fears? All right, I gotta like, and still not eat. I think that's what I meant. Oh, how can I sit with my thoughts and fears or my stress and not eat over them? Or if you tend to drink or you tend to isolate or you tend to yell at people, whatever your thing is, just say, and not do that. So if you write about that, what that does is it gets your brain making sure that you are going to be having what I would call your intentional, respectful response to how you want to show up for you. Because this is all about, like, every bit of this has nothing to do with you changing the world or people. It has everything to do with your internal feelings, your internal thoughts, and how you are going to experience you and yourself in this world. Next one, important. Why are my feelings valid? I'll say it one more time. Why are my feelings valid? So what I've been doing is what's been easiest for me to do is write your feelings that you have down. And then for each one of them, tell yourself, why is this feeling valid? Now, some of your feelings, you may look at them and be like, huh, this one may not match the situation. Some of our feelings sometimes are just unnecessary, and you can tell it's coming from something that's like, I don't know if I even want to keep this one necessarily. It may be me blowing something out of proportion, or it's an unfounded fear, you know, like something along those lines. So you may find those, but majority of the time when you first are entering some kind of situation like this, one of the best ways to calm your nervous system down is just to say, like, I just want to see if I can see what my feelings are, and then ask yourself, why is it valid to have this experience right now? Why is it okay? And then some things you'll be like, If it's a then just tell yourself, like, here's something I don't really, I don't need to feel at this time. It's probably because I'm thinking this. Here's what I could think instead. I want y'all to be careful. Don't invalidate feelings that just feel really yucky. What I want you to do is be like, this is a softball. I feel like this is a doable shift in my thinking. Like you open to it. So here's something, this is a bonus. Here's how you know if like something, whether you're forcing it or if you want it. If you start thinking, well, I could think this, if you kind of like feel expansive, like sometimes we'll like even roll our chest back. Sometimes we'll like look our head up. You'll notice there'll be a lightening even in your breathing. That means your body is like, that's interesting. Like there's a shift. There's a wiggle. There's a little something. If you're like this or you're like, I don't know about that. That probably means you're not ready for that yet. And that's okay. If your body constricts to it, don't try to go there just yet. Just validate what you're feeling and see if that helps you feel a little better. The next thing, which thoughts are driving these feelings? So as you write down like why my feelings are valid, take each feeling and say, like, all right, what is behind that? Like, what is the sentence that I could be thinking that's creating that feeling? You don't need to change it. Not yet. All you need to do is get aware of it so that when you hear it, you understand why you're feeling the way you are. This is important because what we're going to do as humans is we're going to say, this situation makes me feel. Situations never make us feeling things. Sometimes we're triggered to think and feel things. Sometimes we're activated so fast we don't know what we're thinking, but that's okay. What we want to do, though, is just teach ourselves to understand, like, okay, I know I'm feeling something. What could be the sentence that goes through my mind that creates this feeling? That gives you a sense of power so that you never have to keep feeling powerless. When we think things or people make us feel bad, we automatically feel disempowered. We feel out of control. We start thinking there's nothing we can do. It's very important to understand that concept. For all of you coming to Relationships Weekend, we're going to hammer that point home like it's a fucking boss. The other thing, what is in my control right now? This is also very empowering. I went over this earlier. So you just write down things that are in your control. What are the things that are in my control? Then last is, which thoughts do I want to keep? And which thoughts that are possibly irrational? So I'll give you an example with the Ukraine situation. Logan and I were talking, and one of the thoughts that he said was, is this the start of World War III? Which is basically, in his brain, is thinking, this could be the start. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? That is one of those things that our brain is like, it's trying to explain what's happening and it wants to go into the future. And it's just really trying to protect us. It's like, I just want to prepare you for the worst case scenario. We don't need to be prepared for the worst case scenario. What we do want to do is we want to think about what is in my control right now. And so I talked to him about, that's one of those thoughts I would just tell myself every time it comes up. That's not anything that we need to try to predict or even concern ourselves with right now. But what we are going to concern ourselves with right now is, am I safe right now? I taught Logan how to do the am I safe? And he said, yes. I said, okay. I said, all right, we can concern ourselves about making the most of today and figuring out what all we're going to do today and how we feel today. We know that's in our control. And that allows us, when we keep our focus on something that, like, even if it's just the present moments, even if it's just the small things, even if it's just a little gratitude, it helps you in those moments just stop the runaway train of trying to figure it all out. None of us are ever going to figure it out. No matter how much you worry, it will not change things. The one thing we know about worry is it never changes anything, but action does. So what are the things that you can do today for yourself? What are the things that you can stop doing today for yourself? If there are things you want to do for the world, what are those things that you can do that allow you to feel like you're contributing? You're making this place a little bit better, that you're doing your part. I promise you, none of us eating this weekend is going to fix or solve a damn thing. But if we are all leaning on each other, feeling our feelings, being a little bit more grateful for what we have today, I will bet you this world will be a little bit better place tomorrow for it. All right. There's no questions. I love all of you. Hang in there and just be safe. That's all any of us can wish for each other. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later.